Okay, now we're back on. We're moving on to the next chart, which is the long T theory, titled the Long T Theory 40-year cycle, which I discovered by going through this oscillator, which is the same oscillator that we had in the previous chart. This time we're trying to show the cyclicality by means of these vertical red lines, which depict plausible locations for a series of bottoms that would occur at a nominal 40-year differential. That's along the bottom. It still has the historic overbought condition listed for the upside. And if we extrapolate these cycles, which we believe is true, but you can't prove it, which is got a question mark at the top of the heavy red line, we think that that bottom is in the probably 20 to 13 to 20 to 15, 16 type areas. I'm not particularly interested in where it is, because we think that the rebound that you can now see more clearly in the volume oscillator from the zero line is likely to turn over and is getting ready to roll down again. And so that's the dead cat bounce. And whether it comes out 2013 and 2016, we think that is it stated that there is between the 2010 and 2020. You'll also notice that I'm making the I'm making two other what I think are reasonable claims for the 40-year cycle, but in any case, they're not computed. They're not necessarily verified in this chart, but they're concluded based on what I think is. I'm not worried about whether they're going to come out right. I think they come out right, okay. But in the red lines are the 40-year cycle, but the heavy red lines are an 80-year cycle. That is, they're the most serious. You get a serious low in the 1840 time period. You get a minor low 40 years later. Then you get a heavy low in the 32, which is the next big red line one. Then you have a minor low in the period, which would be 74 low. And then you get this this projection of a alternating period, which carries you back to a heavy low, which is the heavy red line with the question mark at the top, and the one that comes that we're going into. At the top of the picture, you see I have the 29 peak line from 1929 peak in the Dow Jones Industrial Average goes up to 29. Then I have a peak in 68, which is sort of the top before you started getting into trouble in 70, then 74, 68. And that's 39. That's 39 years spacing between those two. And then the next 40-year cycle, also 29 peaks, is the 2007 peak. And I would claim that the reason that the eighth mega T came up early, and then you had to go to 2000, then you had to go through this business of coming out of the 02 through 02, late 02, early 03, in the 12th mega T, was a 2007 top, is because they want to run the tops off at a arbitrary cycle of some 39, which is a nominal 40-year cycle. Okay, so that's what my theory is. I spent a lot of time on that. Okay, now in blue, you see down below is called the K-wave. K-wave, okay, it points to the 82 low. Okay, so I'll tell you an interesting story about that one. In my early part of my education, before I even knew about the 40-week cycle, I got what I think is a very good reference book called The Long Wave Cycle by Nikolai Kondratieff, with an introduction by Julian Snyder. It is a classic work of in a translation of Guy Daniels, who was one of the people that could speak Russian, because Kondratieff was a Russian scientist and he wrote up all this information. In the book, Julian Snyder, who was promoting this book in 83, talked about horrible things to come based on Kondratieff's his what he claimed was that his Gradius was claiming it was a 54-year cycle. And when you go through Guy Daniels' translation, you find a lot of interesting technical notes in which he's looking at cycles and what you would call various commodities and mineral fuel in France, which I suppose that's coal. And it was very difficult to get data. Coal production in England, foreign train turnover in England, weekly wages of workers in certain countries, quotations of English consuls, also the French equivalent, indices of commodity prices from 1720 to 1880. A lot of really serious scientific work by Kondratiev, who was a scientist. And it gives you all the data and everything. But it is surrounded by this the person who was responsible for this, Julian Snyder, saying that, in putting words into Kondratiev's mouth, that this is a 54-year cycle. And that's sort of an average across all the commodities. And Kondratiev, in his academic writings, was careful to say that there wasn't a cycle, but he was also said that, you know, you add them all up together, it's like 50, it was in the 54-year period, plus or minus. So anyway, I assume that Julian Snyder has got this idea that because it's a 54-year cycle, there's some predictive information in here which would be of great interest to the financial markets. So what he did was he took the 1929 date, 29, and he added 54 years for that's the basic cycle, and he said 1983 we are faced with a disastrous situation. Well, if you look what happened is that 83, the K wave, the blue arrow, that's the beginning of the new megatake. Okay, so what'll happen is you get a lot of people that don't know anything will say, oh, that's just a cycle inversion. There's nothing wrong with a 54-year cycle. It inverted itself 54 years after 1929 is an important turning point, but turning points have ambiguities. It could be a high or it could be a low. Okay, that in my opinion, is that's the losers are telling you that. The answer is that the cyclicality is it's the 40-year cycle is the real cycle in the equity market. What Kondratiev is talking about is a historical study that was ended well before the 1929 peak. I'm not sure what his death date is, but Kondratiev did his work between 1922 and 1928. It's he's not of the modern period. And what you see in my chart is a speculative interpretation of cycles of a 40-year cycle, but it's not this garbage that passes for technical analysis in which you dredge up some guy that's well-known in history and claim that the cycle is 54 years, and then you try to invert it because it's wrong. You know, that one, you can't make any money out of that one. You get it exactly wrong. So what I've done here is I've said that, okay, so you got this evidence of the 40-year cycle, but when you go, that's a cycle has a that's top bottom to bottom, okay? But cycles do have a symmetry that if the bottom to bottom period is 40 years, that top to top should be 40 years, and it turns out it's 39 years. That's close enough for this kind of work. And so what we say is that the 07 top is replicated back to the 68 top, and then back another 39 years to the 29 top. But I'm making the claim that which is a new claim, is that every other one is the disaster story. And so 07 is 29, and the reason that the 78 top, 2000 peak, and so forth didn't get it right was because there was a 40-year cycle actually working, and 07 was when they were dead. Okay, so the dead cat bounce here is that 07 is the same as 29. They were dead in 29. They were dead in 68, they're dead in 07. But the dead in 68 does not have the serious ramifications of the drop in the long-term oscillator below the zero line. The alternating scenario says that the 07 top is more associated with the 29, which means you're dead, completely dead, and the arrow comes all the way down, and we're going to go to the oversold condition. That, he says, there isn't any, the conclusion, as I said, the 40-year cycle is represented by the vertical red lines. Three bolder lines suggest a more serious decline, and this pattern suggests the existence of overlapping 20-year cycle, 80-year cycle. Okay, so can you prove the 80-year cycle? No. If it goes down to the black line, everybody's going to be bankrupt. The countries will be bankrupt. The bottom zones will be bankrupt. And you can say, see, it's right, but there's no sense in saying that because everybody's going to say, see, I got it right. So would you like me to manage your money? No. What is, nobody's going to be here. Why? Because they're all, but they don't have any money. Okay. So you know what the problem with this stuff is. If you have a disaster story, you can't prove it until you have a disaster, and then there's no financial reward in proving it. But I decided to copyright the 40-year cycle so nobody else uses it because I don't want to get the, looking ahead. I know how to handle the situation, but what I'm saying is that you want to keep the intellectual property rights going because otherwise somebody will try to reinvent the 40-year cycle and say, well, Kondratieff didn't get it right, but I think it's a 40-year cycle, okay? Well, but they're all saying everybody's using the Kondratieff wage cycle because he's sort of the mythical person who never claimed it was a 54-year cycle, but everybody that's selling something is using the 54-year cycle. So I just wanted to point that out and say that, as far as I can see, the whole thing is a dead cat bounce that we've seen off the oscillator, and you really have to go down on this alternating scenario, which gives you every 80 years, the disaster scenario. If you get down there, the question is, what do you do? I told Peter Eliades that I thought that it was a case where you have to, I said that there's a number of different things you could go to, okay? One is you can do short sales after we get up to August 28th, late August, okay? And you start to roll over, you're supposed to have a 3.5 month decline. And so that's a starter. That's a period to get started in something. So just looking at the, going out to the 2013 or 2016 area, you got a number of choices you can take, and I said you could do this. You can have some of a little bit of this and a little bit of that for diversification purposes, but so you're going to do a short sale because if you're sure you're going down, the market's going down, a short sale always will work, unless the short sale is done in a derivative instruments and then they kill the derivatives, then that's taken away from you. Okay. I said that you, in the best bond strategy, you go to government bonds. And we said, well, yeah, but the government's going to go bankrupt. Who's going to buy government bonds? The answer is, the last decline, they bought government bonds, and they didn't buy gold. Why? Because most long-term investors are very conservative, and they will buy government bonds, and they don't care about this trading strategy stuff. They don't care about the China is the big economic country because they're a little wacko with Google. They don't care about buying international funds. They don't want to buy Venezuelan bonds. They don't want to buy Mexican bonds. They don't want to buy Brazilian bonds. They don't want to buy whatever. What they want is U.S. government securities if you can get them excited about the disaster story. Then the other thing is you buy gold, but the trouble with gold is you have to have a rising interest rate scenario and you can't go into a depression without it. So we have a solution for that, and that's the rest run cycle, which I will get to, which is we've previously discussed. But it takes about a year for it to go through this cycle, and it's sort of an odd thing that the people, they run hot and cold on it, but over the period of 1 year, gold investments are actually one of the top rated. If you do different investments, it's one of the top rated ones. So that's okay. Okay, but then the people say, "Yeah, but if you own gold, and that stuff is taken away, they confiscate the gold, or you buy GLD, which is a piece of paper that says you own one-tenth of an ounce of gold in a vault someplace, and maybe it's not there. Well, there's ways to get around all that stuff, because you can buy gold coins, and if you look at the premium, if you look at the if you look at these gold coins are done from the United States in the eagle form, the loon for Canada, and the Kruger Rand for South Africa. But basically, what they do is they stamp the stuff out. They don't have much of a premium over the gold price, but you can watch the gold price premium on these pretty pieces of gold, which are transportable and can be owned, versus the price of gold, GLD. You have to multiply that by 10 to get the ounces. And you'll find out that basically the gold coins don't have much of a premium. It means they have a small amount to cover the cost of doing all of that stuff. But if you track the premium, so you can tell whether there's a run on gold or not, because if you get into a serious problem, the premium on the gold coins, which is normally nominally very, very low, will start to increase, suggesting that people want to have the actual physical product gold that they can take away. In a similar case, if the gold, if the government bonds are begin to get suspect, their relationship to any kind of a gold investment will begin to show up. And the dangerous one is the case where you get into you're short in a short type mutual fund which uses derivatives, then the derivatives collapse. Then you're going to see some other activity. So if you go down this chart and you're actually going down to this big low, if you, the answer to please rely to these questions, I don't want to diversify. I want to know which is the right one. What you do is you track them all, but in each instance there's a way to tell that one is more, that one becomes suddenly more desirable than the other. And so what you have to do is you just have to send these charts up for all these different things. You have to find out what the price of gold eagles is in the marketplace relative to gold, and plot that, you know, and then you find out what that is. Then you have to look at the price of U.S. Treasury bills against anything else. You know, the Chinese bonds, they're supposed to be you know, very, very wealthy, and you see if there's if people who claim there's a problem with U.S. bond Treasury securities, if they're right, well, where's the money? The money's got to go someplace. It's got to go someplace else, and the place that it goes someplace else is got to be going bigger. So you just keep tracking these things. So the answer I give to Peter Eliades, he says, I don't want to diversify into all these other possibilities. I want to get into the right one. You have to track them all. Okay, and you'll see it starting to develop if that's going to happen. It's a little premature now because we haven't seen the rally come up, and if we go down, you're probably not going to have a crisis. You're just going to have a case where the economy is not recovering and you can't get traction. But you know, things look like it could be recovering and so forth. And it'll just slip away on you and fall into that 40-year cycle low or the 80-year cycle low, whatever it is. So, you know, as far as what are you going to do if you go to, what are the projects we'll be working on if you go into this kind of really negative 80-year cycle type of combination? What you do is you're setting all these things up to find out not how to diversify, but what the alternatives are, and then you find out if the money is moving from one place to the other, which is a relative strength. Basically, it's a relative strength type of operation. So in any case, that's pretty much what the story is as far as this week is concerned. I most of these plan out what the projects that I'm going to be doing in the next year or so, once we get past the end of this other stuff. But the null echo is supposed to carry us into December, and part of the null echo is that the spacing is 3.5 months, so you should be making a top 3.5 months prior to the late August time period, and that's the May top. Okay, so the whole thing seems to work out, seems to work okay. By the time you get into late November, and the market's fallen off the tee for the 13th tee for 3.5 months, you ought to be able to get a clue as to whether you're starting to slide into a place where the economy just doesn't have any traction, which means it's dead. And so try what we're trying to do is get a graceful way to move into what could be a 3, 4, 5 year bear market. And while we're going down in that bear market, what set up the projects that you're going to do to get the what is the better handle on what's the, not necessarily to put equal amounts of money into all the alternatives, but to find out what which alternative seems to be taking off, you know, whatever's captured people's fancy, if any. The thing could be completely wrong, but we have so many signposts now. You know, if you don't go up to May 20th through this rigmarole, then you don't believe that May 20th is top date. When you get to May 20th, if it doesn't fall for a month, then you don't know. That's not very credible either. If you recover into August, that's a good sign. But in order to prove that the August is a top, you have to go down for 3.5 months because that's the spacing between the double bottoms and the advanced decline T. And then when you get that down, if this negative scenario is right, what happens is when you make that low, it's you never recover. In other words, you go sideways. And that proves that the dead cat can't get up. Okay, and then if the cat is really dead, the cat being the economy, then it will roll over in time because it takes a long time to run out to the year 2013. So you don't need a lot of clues. You just know that the economy didn't bounce back. That's all. I mean, it bounced, but it's not really taking off and so forth. So anyway, that's the story for this week, and I'm sure I'll find an interesting set of topics for next week. We'll put this aside. I'll refer to this because it does have some interesting ideas that carry over the short term. But next week we start off for the next 5 days of handling the short term updates. Thank you very much, and check in the updates for further information. Bye-bye.